No, it doesn't. We've conceded 3 goals at home. Very, very disappointing. Another home defeat and another disappointment.
Pressure's been on you for quite some time. It must be difficult. Are you going to go?
Am I going to go? Where am I going to go? Where am I going?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's you're asking the wrong person that question. You need to ask the board that. I've never quitted in anything that I've done. But, you know, if the board decide that they want to sack me, then, that's out of my hands. It's not a controllable of mine.
No, I appreciate your honesty there, because you're just working hard to do your job. It's just not working out at the moment for whatever reason. Can you put your finger on it at all?
Yeah, I can. Bristol Rovers had better players than us today. That's the bottom line, really. They've had a shot in the first half, and it's 1-0 from the only shot they've had. And then before they scored their second, we were almost camped in their half, but without really troubling them too much. But, you know, we had the ascendancy, but, you have to be better, and we didn't. I think 3-0 flattered them a little bit, but I think they overall deserved to win.
Yeah, a lot of the fans had left before the end, and of course you've got the ones with the banners and stuff like that. That must affect you, it must hurt.
Not really, no. I've become hardened to it, to be honest with you. It's happened for the last... happened last season, I think it happened the season before. What can I do? I can't control that. You know, they've made their feelings very, very clear, and they have an opinion, and, you know, that's up to them. I can't do anything about that. The only people that can make that decision is the board, and if they feel that they no longer feel that I can do the job that's required, then, you know, that's their decision that they have to make. But I'm continue to do my job as... to the best of my ability. I'm working tirelessly, and rightly so. I'm going to continue as this manager of this football club, because I'm proud of being the manager of this football club, and I'm proud to do the job. I really am. We've sat in the changing room afterwards and we spoke, and, you know, there's not much more to say, really. I say the same thing every week. The bottom line is, at times you're not good enough. That's the bottom line, if I'm being honest.
But you can't go out and kick the ball, you can't go out and play. At times, do you think you get enough out of the players? Are one or two just not coming to the pitch, you know?
I think they're all trying. I think they're all having a go, for sure. You know, I asked them in there, I said, you know, you're going to know whether or not you've given the team everything and given me everything. And they all said, you know, we've given everything we have. But, you know, we've come up short. I don't think it's working hard enough. I think it's not working smart enough. You know, you look at their second goal and their third goal. Their second goal, he's run off one of our players. And their third goal, we haven't got tight enough. That isn't not working hard. That's not working smart. That's not getting tight. That's not concentrating. That's not focusing. Listen, we knew it was going to be a tough game because we had to make changes after the intensity of the game and the difficulty of the game on Wednesday. And it gave us... possibly 12 to 24 hours less rest as a midweek game, but and the extra time. So hence why we made changes. But people that come in, you know, have to do better. We've had a chance very early on in the first half, and we've kicked it straight to the goalkeeper's hands. And it's fine margins, isn't it? It's fine margins. But, you know, is it good enough? Of course it's not. We've been beat again. You know, we've been beat at home, and we haven't won at home yet. So. Listen, it's a tough pill to swallow, but we have to go again. And, you know, you're asking me questions that, if I'm being honest, I'm not really the person to answer those questions.
I understand that. When you're appointed as a football manager, there is one certainty that at some stage you get sacked. That seems to be the way things work in football. But, you know, I wish you well. Hopefully things will turn around here for you at Dagenham and Redbridge. If not, I'm sure you'll be bouncing back and doing very well in football. But... a final message maybe just for Christmas for the Daggers fans.
What do you want me to say? Do you want me to say that we're going to work harder and we're going to try harder? We're doing that already. You know, we're doing that. The players are working hard. We're doing everything we can. What do you want me to say? You know, you're right. At some point in my career, I'm going to get the sack. Like every other manager gets the sack. And, you know, there's only a selective few that probably don't. But, you know, I don't want to be condescending or patronising in any way because, you know, it's not right. I wouldn't do that. So what do you want me to say to the supporters? You know, I don't know what to say to them.
No, I think most supporters really want you to succeed. You know, they love the club and they love what you've been doing there. But of course, you've got the others that.
I can only control what I can control. I can't, you know, control the controllable. So if they want to sing and, you know, for me to be sacked, then that's their choice. I can't do that. But what they have to remember, it has an impact on the players, because whether you believe it or not, or whether you realise it or not. And if you speak to any of the players, and I'm sure you do, if I got the sack tomorrow, they'd be absolutely devastated, the players. You know, and you only have to speak to all of them and ask them the question. You know, I know I'm not just saying it to make an impact on the question, but you know, they'd be devastated if I got the sack, because you know they understand what it means to them, it means to me, it means to the football club. But you know, I'm disappointed, and I haven't got a message from them because I don't want to be patronising or condescending in any way, because you know, I'm just being honest. At times, we haven't been good enough.